Rebecca News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 30, Pretoria 31, Tzaneen 37. Tswane Mayor Celia Brink is fighting to retain his position as a motion of no confidence looms. Brink addressed the Democratic Alliance members protesting outside Tswane House against the move to oust him. The latest motion filed by the ANC follows the withdrawal of a similar one in July. The earlier attempt was halted after the DA obtained an urgent court order to block Brink's removal. Brink maintains that his removal would negatively impact service delivery in the city.
A leader is not somebody who takes credit for themselves and then blames their partners for everything that goes wrong. A leader is somebody who takes responsibility to fix things, and that is what we are. So men and women of the Democratic Alliance, of the FF Plus, of the ACDP, of the IFP, I want to say to you, the fight continues.
ANC Deputy President Paul Mashatile has called on educators to continue equipping pupils with competitive skills and to embrace digital technology and in their teaching. Delivering his address at the South African Democratic Teaching Union Conference in Boksburg, Mashatile praised teachers for their excellence and dedication to shaping the future. He also acknowledged the contributions of the Human Resource Council Development Council in supporting and enhancing both youth and adult training programs.
In honoring the journey that SATU has traversed, we must take a moment to reflect on the process towards your establishment. Your success in producing many highly seasoned leaders who have played a critical role today come from the hands of teachers.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has thanked Presidents Ramaphosa and South Africa for supporting his country's territorial integrity amid the war with Russia. The two leaders met on the sidelines of the United Nations in New York. Zelensky emphasized that only the unity of world leaders can force Putin to stop the war.
Thank you so much. We're very interested in developing relations between our countries. I wanted to thank you for your support and thanks for your representatives. And we want to count on your continuing support.
The Mpox epicenter, Democratic Republic of Congo, is less than a week away from the start of a vaccination campaign, but the rollout faces challenges in a vast country with limited roads, often in poor conditions. For most part, the roads are dirt tracks, interspersed with bridges made from metal beams and wooden planks. More on jackrandfm.com. Click on news. And New York Mayor Eric Adams was indicted on federal criminal charges. This comes after multiple probes into alleged corruption within his administration and the resignation of top officials. Adams has now become the first sitting New York mayor to face indictment. In my opinion, we have the burgemeester van Tswane, Stade Moosie van Wantrouwe, in the face.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
Thank you.